Thank you and good morning. There were 16 homicides in Humboldt County in 2014, and with two more murders over the weekend, one in Arcata and the other in Eureka, the total for this year has now reached 13. The first suspected murder took place in Eureka on Saturday night at just before 10 o'clock. Numerous 911 calls reported that shots had been fired in the area of F and Watson Streets in Eureka. When Eureka police officers reached the scene, they found an adult male who had suffered a gunshot wound. That victim was taken to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. While still at the scene of the shooting, police learned that a second shooting victim had taken himself to the hospital for treatment of a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. That victim is expected to survive his wound, and police believe the two shootings are related. According to Captain Steve Watson, police served a search warrant at an apartment suspected of being connected with the shooting, and two vehicles were towed from the scene for evidence processing. The identity of the shooting victim remains unknown. The investigation is ongoing. Meanwhile, in Arcata police are investigating a suspected homicide that claimed the life of a 52-year-old man on Sunday night. Arcata police were dispatched to an apartment at the Courtyard Circle Apartments off Gintoli Lane at 6:30 on a report that a man had suffered a stab wound. When officers reached the scene, they found the victim had suffered several stab wounds and was severely injured. Arcata officers immediately began life-saving efforts, but the man later succumbed to his injuries after being taken to Mad River Hospital. The identity of the victim is being withheld. No other details surrounding the incident have been released. That investigation is ongoing as well. Ferndale police conducted a traffic stop on Friday evening that led to the arrest of two people and resulted in the confiscation of drugs and paraphernalia. Ferndale officers pulled over a vehicle driven by 25-year-old Fortuna resident Carrie Fuller at Ocean and Main, and during the subsequent contact learned that there was marijuana in the vehicle. A search of the car, as well as of Fuller and passenger Alvin Machado, turned up packaged marijuana, hash, a quarter ounce of meth, a small amount of cocaine, and drug use paraphernalia. Machado was arrested on a list of drug possession charges, and Fuller was booked for vehicle violations and for possession of methamphetamine. Eureka police have released updated crime statistics. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Department released up-to-date crime statistics for the 2015 year. In August, violent crime in Eureka was at its highest peak with 21 documented incidents. So far, the city has seen 93 instances of violent crime since the 2015 year began. The number of residential burglaries has seen a slight downward trend compared to the 2014 year. However, there were still 156 documented residential burglaries. In March, property crime peaked with over 200 incidents, but since that time, it has seen a continuing decline.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has this week's Our Community News.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact that the dairy industry has on the economic health of communities along the North Coast and the southern coast of Oregon, a region known traditionally for its dairy cowherds, and more recently, the success of its goat cheese manufacturers. The legacy of the dairy industry, both cow and goat, has included the success of local cheesemakers, and along the North Coast, that means you're talking about the Lolita Cheese Factory, Cypress Grove, and in Delnor County, Rumiano. Residents in both California and Oregon are able to get fresh cheese from the region, and the Rumiano Cheese Company is a key economic industry, generating sales of more than $12 million per year, as well as employing dozens of people. Combined with the 80 or so registered dairy herds, the growing goat dairy industry, and the cheese making in the dairy industry that stretches from Mendocino County to Curry County in Oregon plays a key role in the economic health of our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. Arcata Fire responded to a report of a fire at a commercial building on the campus of Mad River Hospital in the early morning hours on Sunday. The blaze was quickly extinguished, and Arcata Fire reported no injuries. The details of what building was damaged and how the fire began are still unknown. The scene was secured by 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.